Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison to go over the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of January 20th to the 24th. Lots of things are brewing. The old, I get a kick out of it. I heard somebody, there's three or four really good talk radio stations here in Los Angeles, Michael. And I actually heard somebody say that because of the impeachment, it was a slow week in terms of conversation. They couldn't find anything else to talk about. And I just think, if you have if you're a talk radio personality and you have a rich life on your own, you're always going to have lots of things to talk about because there's so many fascinating things that don't necessarily have to be all about politics. You agree?
To a degree. I think that we have to remain mindful of the idea that the show is about news and politics, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to necessarily follow the cookie cutter of what everybody else is saying. So, and good talk show hosts do bring elements of their own interests and their own lives to the show. But I do think though you gotta play the hits. You gotta deal with the topics that are in the news and give views and let people talk about it, have guests and callers. I mean, that's the format. That's what people expect.
Yep, it is. All right, so let's go through the list, and I'm going to get from you, as if you were running a talk radio program, what you would say about some of these various things. We have the opportunity to not only have you, because you're running Talkers Magazine, but you do a lot of talk radio yourself. So it brings another degree of credibility, if you will, to these conversations. At least I think it does.
Well, thank you. And all right, well, here are the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research of Talkers, in terms of how these stories have played out on the airwaves of America. At number 10, we're still talking about Megxit and the death of Monty Python founder and driving force, Terry Jones. He died at 77 years of age. At number 9, we have the Harvey Weinstein trial in New York, and that ties in with the Me Too movement, both of which are at number 9. At number 8, we have a tie between health care reform and immigration reform. At number 7, race relations, tied with the fact that it seems like forever ago, but Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and that prompts a lot of discussion about the history of the civil rights movement. And, of course, race relations is always a topic of conversation, particularly in a presidential election year. At number 6, we have the economy, and we have the problems that Boeing is facing with the production of their 737 MAX, and homelessness, which you and I talked about last week, all kind of tied in at number 6. At number 5, we have U.S.-Iran tensions, and we have conversation about U.S. foreign wars in general. We're not out of the woods yet in terms of our relationship with Iran and the danger it presents. At number 4, the Davos 2020 conference, the World Economic Summit in Switzerland, and it focused heavily on climate change, so we have the summit and we have climate change tied at number 4. Now it's getting really interesting. At number 3, the Wuhan coronavirus, and that's tied with U.S.-China relations. We have a new boogie virus, if you will, in the closet of our fears, and that's one of the hottest topics on radio at the moment. Number 2, of course, the presidential race. And number 1, the compelling story of changes in the history of daytime television, the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. You want to hear the people?
I would love to hear the people.
Here are the people. At number 10, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan.
You want to do that again?
I will not. I almost withdrew it halfway through.
No, that's fine.
We have Prince Harry, Duchess Meghan, whatever they call these people today, and, of course, Terry Jones at number 10. Harvey Weinstein at 9. Greta Thunberg at 8. At number 7, Mike Bloomberg and Pete Buttigieg. At number 6, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. And she's in there. At number 5, And
she's
certainly
she has small feet, but she's been sticking them in her mouth pretty regularly here.
Well, you know, it's an interesting ongoing saga, the story of Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell is at 5. Nancy Pelosi is at 4. Joe Biden is at 3. Adam Schiff is at 2. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And that's a kind of a rough sketch of how it's played out in terms of conversation on the radio.
Let's go back to Hillary for a minute. You'll notice that Bill has been very quiet, right? Through all, have you heard anything? Have you heard Clinton say anything about any of these candidates
at all? You're right. You're right. He has taken a back seat.
Yeah, and you haven't heard Obama really say anything about the candidates. You never hear George Bush talk about Trump because they hate each other. So, you look at the dynamics here of some of these characters that are running, and it becomes, a lot of people aren't finding any amusement, and I'm finding some of this
former presidents historically have kept out of it. You know, especially presidents who've had two terms. You know, it's like, why do they need to get involved in controversy and mudslinging and insults? And, you know, they've done their tour of duty. They move on.
So why do you think Hillary hasn't moved on?
Well, she wasn't president. Hillary hasn't moved on because she hasn't decided she's not going to be president. Hillary still wants to be president.
Do you think that she's a wild card along with Bloomberg at the convention, Democratic convention, because they're going to have a problem? You know what? You can see it. You can smell it coming.
I don't think so, no. That everybody's a wild card. But I don't think Hillary and Bloomberg will be wild cards. And if either is, it'll more likely be Bloomberg than Hillary.
Right. Yeah. Hillary's just not popular anymore. People tell her, go away. Go sit down. Go be quiet. Do whatever it is that you do. If she'd written another book, she's usually pretty good at writing books. Stories about... And people. I think people want to know about her. I think, even if she's not a popular candidate, she's still a popular personality. She's a lightning rod. Isn't she one of those people that
question, she's a major name, and I wouldn't count anybody out to be president someday.
Yeah, right. All right, well, so we see how that all shakes out. I want to talk with you in a matter of... we got to talk about Terry Jones and Eric Island, all that bunch. That's such a great... There's such a great history there. Meanwhile, question time. Are your credit card bills stressing you out? Are you and your family worried? Call the Credit Card Debt Hotline. Call them now. Learn how to reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. The free advice is at the other end of 800-560-6760. Let me repeat that number. 800-560-6760. Credit card stress. Really obnoxious, especially after the holidays. So let's see what we can do about it. How can we help you out? How can you reduce your payments? Call 800-560-6760. This is not a throwaway bit of advice. This is really important stuff for almost every American. You can use the services of Credit Card Debt Hotline, 800-560-6760.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Continuing on now with our focus of what's happening in the News Talk Radio world, as Michael pointed out so correctly, it's all about politics often, the personalities of politics, what's in the news. The passing of Terry Jones gives us an opportunity to have a memory or two or three or four of just that troupe together, the movies they did, the albums they did. I will never, ever, ever forget having Eric Idle in the studio with me here in Los Angeles about, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago. He was available, and somehow or other he got a hold of my number, and he came up to the studio with his guitar, and he spent 3 hours in the studio with me as sort of a co-host. I've been challenged to laugh any harder than I did, both on the air and off the air, and you had to bleep half of what he did. But he so typifies, as did Terry Jones and all these other people that were star. That was just fun, don't you think? I mean, when you think about it, did we grow up on that stuff, and is it a different kind of fun than people have today?
I think it's very much a source of inspiration for comedy today, although comedy today is crippled by political correctness, so maybe comedy yesterday. You got to remember, Monty Python was a long time ago, and
it was
very, very, very influential. And of course, the members of Monty Python have gone on to solo careers in the film business and in other areas of comedy. But basically, the original Monty Python were sort of the Beatles of comedy. They were ensemble.
Wow, what a great way of putting it! The Beatles of comedy. That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, they were a group. Each one played a role. No one was the star.
Right.
They all brought something else to it. They were quirky. They were groundbreaking. Terry Jones was sort of the film genius. He was a director and a writer. He was kind of a scholar. I think he went to Oxford.
Kind of like Mel Brooks, you think?
In many ways. The only thing that I would say, you know, that they're not the Beatles of comedy, but even though they are, because they're British and they're a group, was the Mel Brooks gang. Carl Reiner, Sid Caesar, Mel Brooks, that crowd were very influential in terms of comedy that came. Of course, those guys started in the 50s, and Monty Python started...
Norman Lear, you think?
Yeah, but I'm talking, you know, Imogene Coca, do you remember her?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
But dating ourselves, but, you know, not necessarily, because this is history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny how we live in an era where you have to worry about dating yourself if you happen to know history.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
It is awful.
Crazy. To apologize
right,
for something
exactly.
That really is a part of the lexicon of our lives.
Drives me crazy, you know.
Yeah, it does me too. Yeah. But, and you know what? I should stop. I do that. Well, you know, I'm on my DJB program as three younger women on the air with me. And oftentimes, I mean, I may come up with some quirky bit or something I'll say that they'll either... they will either on the air tease me about it, or they'll off the air say, "Oh, why'd you say that? That was terrible. You can't say that on the air."
I don't believe anyone should be ashamed of their age because of some kind of a demographic target audience thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly don't think anyone should be ashamed of the knowledge they have of the past.
So that's the Terry Jones story. What a sad thing. Harvey Weinstein in that trial, number 9 this week, on the overview. Let's talk about that in a minute and find out what, in the context of presidential politics and the impeachment, and also the discussion about the virus, how does that have relativity? That's and also, I think we need to talk a little about Martin Luther King Day as well. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're working through some of the stories and the names, the people who are a part of this. Harvey Weinstein's name is in both categories, the story category and the people category. Just when you think you couldn't get any lower, another story comes out about this guy who is almost subhuman in my reference to him. What do you think?
I try not to, try people in the court of public opinion. If in fact he is guilty of all of the crimes that he's accused of, then he is subhuman, or maybe that's just one of the manifestations of humanity. I often wonder, how.
All right, you bring up something. Excuse me for a second, because this is very important. We're focused on the news, i.e., news talk radio, and that's what the countdown is all about. So the news media has convicted Harvey Weinstein. And
yes,
as we talk about this, you just said something, whether you got it or whether you knew it or not. It was very poignant because we have convicted him, and we've convicted him based on what the news media keeps hammering away at with regard to him and his so-called exploits.
Correct. And the Me Too movement also ties into that. I mean, some people now believe that anything a woman says is correct and anything a man says is a lie. Now, I'm being extreme in that. But that's even come up in the discussion between the brouhaha between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. How dare him say she's not telling the truth? She's a woman. what? Yeah. What kind of reasoning is that? And I certainly wouldn't think that women would want that type of a pass on everything because they're a woman. But that's neither here nor there. In terms of the Harvey Weinstein trial, we have got to be very careful about the American tenet that you're innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, as opposed to the court of public opinion, which is, how we've had lynchings and we've had mob trials and not really a lot of thought and hearsay. And we don't know for sure. Now, in this case, it's probably true, just as it was probably true with Bill Cosby. And, let's face it, we do have a free press, and that's what they're there for. But we should always be careful not to not to, you know, shut the lid on it, you know, and make pronouncements until somebody's had their day in court. Because
right,
what
so
that could lead to is, you know, injustice on a terrible level.
Let's apply that to Martin Luther King, his life, his work, and the holiday that is named after him, and our focus on race in our country today. A lot of news media, depending on where in the country you were, tried to discredit Martin Luther King because of what he was doing by talking about some of the seamier sides of his life. I don't know that that comes up much anymore on his the day that he's honored, but that's another example of the news media.
Yeah, well, we're too busy talking about the seamier sides of current day figures' lives. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we go back to the past, I'm sure there's plenty they could say about everybody from Martin Luther King all the way back to George Washington and prior to that. That's
see,
another issue.
But white people are held to a different standard than black people. LBJ, who was a contemporary of Martin Luther King's, was a notorious womanizer. Never, and so was JFK. And they never, that was never covered. They were never, but if Martin Luther King was seen with another woman, he became a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, there's always been, I don't know if it's a double standard between white and black. Let's just say that there's a revolving standard when it comes to seeking victory at the expense of truth. Some people are smeared and others are given a pass for whatever reason, but it's not fair.
Michael and Doug here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A Chicago woman has officially become the second U.S. patient diagnosed with the dangerous new virus from China. The woman in her 60s returned from China without showing signs of illness, but later called her doctor to report feeling sick. Chicago's public health commissioner said the patient is doing well and remains hospitalized for infection control. Earlier this week, a man in his 30s in Seattle, Washington, became the first U.S. patient also diagnosed after returning from a trip to the outbreak's center
in central China. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expecting more Americans to be diagnosed with the newly discovered virus in the next few days, as the number of confirmed cases worldwide has topped 850. The virus can cause fever, coughing, wheezing, and pneumonia. It's a member of the coronavirus family that's a close cousin to the deadly SARS and MERS viruses that have caused outbreaks in the past. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with our focus on News Talk Radio and the News Talk Media, if you will. Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. All of these stories are imprinted in the dialogue that's there. I don't know, you can't talk about what's either on a piece of paper or in print. On a blog or
I ignore that. To me, I just use the terms interchangeably, you know, because we're at a transitional period between the 20th century and the 21st century. Mm-hmm. So people know, you know, print means you read it. It doesn't matter if you're reading it on a screen or you're reading it on paper, you know. Print means, you know, it's text, it's read.
Yep. So this week, as we look at the stories, certainly the impeachment and how it is impacting the presidential race, I think that's I don't know if that's being discussed enough. Don't you think that the presidential race is being influenced by the impeachment trial?
Well,
and the
both sides are using it to influence the election. I think that, you know, the Trump side is using it as an opportunity to, you know, bring doubt about the credibility of Joe Biden. I mean, whether or not the Ukrainians ever launched an investigation is irrelevant. People are learning about Hunter Biden, and that's coming out. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, whether President Trump gets ousted or not, which he probably won't, but who knows, people are learning more and more about him. So both sides are using
this. So does this hurt him if people who are on the fence, who may have voted for him before, but they see he has warts and moles, do you think this hurts him and helps a potential Democratic candidate?
I think that it can, but I don't know if it is. I think there's the potential for everything coming out of this trial and coming out of the impeachment to have an impact on the election. But which side will gain or lose by that impact, I haven't figured it out yet.
You know, one of the things that I talked about this week on the DJV program was how divided the country is, and I was comparing it to the Civil War, frankly. I think that it's that serious in some respects. But you look at the parties themselves, there's not a huge divide in the Republican Party. There's a divide, but it certainly isn't as wide as the divide in the Democratic Party, and yet they don't seem to see that that is a distraction, or it is a way that they could, you know, they're so eager to get Trump out of office, but they don't know who they want to put
It's interesting. In modern history, you know, let's go back to, say, Woodrow Wilson, okay? Mm-hmm. Modern history, meaning the 20th and 21st centuries. The Democratic Party has always been considered to be the more unwieldy party, the more unruly party, the more diverse party, and their primaries or their conventions have always been more heated than necessarily the Republicans, which are a bit more unified in terms of the basic tenets of what the Republican Party in the modern era are about. You know, smaller government, bigger business, things of that nature. So I don't think it's that unusual. The Republican Party is extremely unified now behind Trump. He took over the party. 4 years ago, it was whether you like Trump or not. That was the big divide in the Republican Party. But he owns that party, lock, stock, and barrel, whereas the Democrats are still true to their tradition, arguing about, you know, whether they're far to the left or more to the center, and they have a variety of candidates, and they're trying to figure it out. That's sort of the way it's been historically.
You find it fascinating. How did he do it? Is it just his personality that he's so dominant, and he's so strong, he's so controlling? Is it him and just him that has taken over the Republican Party? Is it that direct and that defined?
I think that he has a certain personality type that has you know, kind of authoritarian tendencies, and I think he's intimidated. I think he's intimidated all of these slimy politicians into, because you know, I haven't forgotten what a lot of these people were saying about Trump before he became so powerful.
Yeah,
not only in terms of politicians, but some of our friends in the talk radio business, and then all of a sudden they all started to, you know, wilt.
Get in line.
A lot of cowards out there, and a lot of hypocrisy. That's not to say whether I think that Trump is good or bad, but I'm answering your question. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a threatening figure, and they're scared to death of him.
Yeah. There's a lot of fear-based thinking going on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No question.
Well, I mean, you know,
and
we
in the radio business. I mean, I talk about some of our brother in the radio business, news talk hosts, who don't dare. Look what happened to Michael Medved when he went off the reservation. That was the end of his tenure on the radio.
Well, yeah, because pro-Trumpism has become sort of a radio format. It's like, what format are you? We play modern country. What do you play? We play We Love Trump. It's like, you know, it's a format. It's targeting.
The great things about me being in Los Angeles during the winter is I actually get to listen to talk radio. Talk radio is pretty good here in L.A., KFI, KRLA, KBC, and the station which carries all of the premier syndicated hosts. I can't remember what the call letters are for, but it's very interesting to listen around.
KTLK or something.
KTLK. I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to Ben Shapiro. I really never listened to him before. Mm-hmm. And I find, even though I may not go for his shtick, I go for his shtick, but I don't go for necessarily the conversation behind the stick. But he's very well spoken, and he spent so much time talking about Michael Bloomberg this week. It said something to me, and I said something on the air. He spent 14 minutes talking about Michael Bloomberg the other day. And that to me tells me that the Trumpsters, whether they're actively doing it or acknowledging it, instead of looking over their shoulder at Joe Biden, they're looking over their shoulder at Michael Bloomberg. I thought it was, and his analysis was pretty good, actually, under the circumstances. So maybe we'll dig into that a little bit here as we continue on our talk radio review. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with a thought about how healthy you are or you aren't. Are you looking forward to losing a lot of weight? Maybe you're going, are you going to spring break, taking your family down to the warm weather for a while? maybe down to Jupiter Beach in Florida, Michael. How about that? Look at the beach there and look at all the people that are on the weight loss programs that there are. I'll tell you, there's nothing better than Calitrin when it comes to losing weight because it's so healthy. That is all. It's all natural. Collagen, protein, and aloe vera, basically the two main ingredients. You take this four capsules every night before you go to bed, and you're guaranteed to lose it. They have an 86% success rate, for God's sakes. Can you imagine any other weight loss program that guarantees you will lose the weight and keep it off and has an 86% success rate? They've been in business for 23, 24 years. Three nurses got together, came up with a formula, and now it's being used all around the world. Calitrin.com. Find out how it'll work for you. And, again, working for you means it helps you lose the weight and keep it off. That's something no other product can actually stand behind. Calitrin.com. You use the special DJV code. Check the box for DJV. And, in fact, you'll get discounts on every bottle you buy. $10, in fact, off each bottle. If you buy more than three, you get a free bottle with the fourth one. Calitrin. That's the healthy way to lose weight. And this is the place to get it. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV. Save money in every bottle and get a free bottle. In fact, lose that weight and keep it off with Calitrin. All right, on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research of the folks that are there, on the list at number 10, combined Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan, and also we have to put another important Britisher, Terry Jones, passing away. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9. Young Greta Thunberg, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, I think it's Thunberg, at number 8. Michael Bloomberg is at 7. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton tied for number 6. Mitch McConnell and the leadership of the Republican Party is how they're managing the trial in the Senate, number 5. Nancy Pelosi, number 4. Joe Biden, interestingly enough, is maintaining his post as number 1 candidate, at least at the moment, for the Democrats. So he's there. Adam Schiff, and he's droning on at the impeachment trial. Let's put him in the number 2 position, and number 1, Donald Trump, the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump, the Donald. That's the list. You got it all down? You'll be tested on it next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
This report is sponsored by Milk. Love what's real. For many people, a new year means a new diet. Many popular diets eliminate entire food groups and can fall short on nutrients you need. Instead of jumping on that bandwagon, experts suggest consuming real, wholesome foods, like real milk. Real milk is naturally nutrient-rich, offering a unique nutrient package that is difficult to match in a single food or beverage. Manuel Villacorta, nutrition expert.
Health is not a diet plan, but a lifestyle. That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year that we talk about, is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy 3. So you're actually getting
That's right.
4 for the price of 3 and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the chart. Sometimes I don't stick to the story list, so I give you this information so that you know what the list is, specifically done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10 this week on the story list, Megxit, the story of, obviously, Duchess Meghan. Harvey Weinstein's at number 9 in his trial. Number 8, healthcare. Well, the reforms being instituted by the administration, healthcare and immigration. Number 7, race relations. Number 6, the economy and some of our big problems with some of our big corporations. Number 5, tensions with Iran continuing. Number 4, climate change summit at Davos. Number 3, the virus coming from China and our relationship with the Chinese in general. Presidential race number 2, and at number 1, as it has been for the last month or so, certainly will continue probably for a while, is the impeachment. That's the scoop. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The business of what, in fact, is the reality on some of these news talk stations and keeping up with the Joneses, if you will. I guess that's the way of doing it. You're going to keep up. You don't dare get off of it because somebody's liable to you lose a listener. Okay, we're not going to talk about Trump, so we may lose that listener. We've got to stay talking about Trump. But maybe the business about the impeachment and what's going on with the wall-to-wall coverage, you see the ratings on the television they had the first day. All the networks were watching or had it on, and I don't know, 80 million people watched it or something, and then the second day it was down to practically nothing. There were 4,000 people watching for an hour on C-SPAN. So I'm wondering, is there, not a danger, but what do we risk by putting all our eggs in one basket, no matter what the egg is, Michael?
Well, yeah, you risk having the wrong egg. And that's why there are leaders and followers in any field. And there are some people that have that instinct to say, you know, enough about this. Let's move on to something else. Sometimes it's just self-evident. A new story will come up and boom, you just know that's the hot story. But in stories that are ongoing and ongoing and ongoing and the debate remains the same and minds are not changing, eventually, the leaders, the ones that march to the beat of their own drum based on their own instincts, stop talking about it, and then the others follow. That's why we have this survey. The survey is a guidepost to people in the industry to see where they fit in what's being talked about. Not everybody has the conviction of their own observations to say, I've had enough of that. They worry that someone else will be taking their lunch. So it's a matter of different people or different levels of leadership within a scene.
Give us a little insight, because you're the country's foremost expert in news talk radio. You just said something that made me think about program directors that I've worked for in the past, whether program directors that carry this program or program directors I've worked for individually. You've worked for some interesting program directors. Do they tell the audience how program directors react or interact with hosts these days? Do they tell them what to talk about, or is it up to the host?
There's far less conversation between program directors and hosts as there was back in the day, because radio's become extremely corporate, and the program directors have more work than they can handle. Whereas at one time they might have been very responsible for what's on the air at one station, now the average program director might be dealing with 3 or 4 stations. And because it's very corporate, I have found, this is my own opinion, that the corporate managers are prone to give less feedback to people who work for them on the air, because they don't want to be held responsible in terms of labor practices for encouraging somebody and then having to fire them. Do you remember the old pink slip thing, you know, where we have to put this in your file, Doug, because
Friday morning,
and if you were told, oh, everything is good, the monthly evaluations and all that type of thing that exists in business, well, if they tell you you're doing good and then they fire you, they better have a good reason, or you can say you misled me. So there's such a tension from a legal standpoint between management and employees, because folks listening to this, radio is just a job in a place where there are bosses, and it's a money making business. You know, it's not show business and magic. It's just business. They sometimes don't give you any feedback whatsoever, and if they like you, they keep you. If not, they get rid of you, and nothing is said.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, featuring a radio personality that's on WOR in New York. Tell us about Michael. It's Rydell, right? I think I mentioned
It's actually Michael Riedel. Michael Riedel is a longtime New York Post and New York Daily News Broadway critic. Broadway guy. He's written a book, one of the definitive books about Broadway, and he's also now a news talk commentator and a bright guy who brings a very fresh perspective to the airwaves.
Isn't that what we need?
Of course.
We need that sort of thing. All right. So we find this either at talkers.com or mhinterview.com.
Correct.
The conversation this week. Michael Harrison here on this week's edition of the News Talk Radio Overview. We call it the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with our focus on the legalities of some of the stories, the nuance of the legal interpretation, what happens if, that's sometimes the question I ask to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's here, attorney at law, professor at Bentley University, author of a lot of books on scams, insight into how you protect yourself. This guy is a renaissance man. I like that, Steve. You're a renaissance man.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so the business of immigration reform and the change this week so that people who used to come here to have babies from other countries, what do they call birth tourism, I think, has been made. Is it illegal? How does that change? 33,000. Listen to all of this week and people talking about how many, the government doesn't know how many came. Baloney. There's 33,000 people last year that came into this country to have babies and then they left. They came to make them American citizens and then see you later, alligator. So these tourism, the buses that come from Mexico, the planes that come from far away, the boats, all this stuff, people pay a lot of money to come into the country to have babies so they can be Americans, right? So now, as of this weekend, I think, that has all changed.
It could be. You know, this is one of these things I certainly am, you know, would like to see some of the harder evidence and as far as how big an issue this is. Because, you know, here again, it's one of those kind of touchstone topics that there's a lot of misinformation out there. So, yeah, it is an issue. I'm not sure the extent of it. Also not sure the extent whether the changes in the law are constitutional. And you certainly can expect challenges on that. I think it is something that, you know, needs to be dealt with. I think there are bigger immigration problems on this. Actually, a funny thing that I saw, if you want to call it funny, was the sustainability of Social Security with a lot of aging baby boomers. We've got a declining birth rate and lower immigration, as you can expect. It's been made so hard. We need more immigrants. We need more people to support the economy. But that's kind of comprehensive stuff that we don't see coming out of Congress.
Well, we can't manage what we have now. Isn't that an issue in part? We have 320 million people or whatever the number is this year, and we can't seem to manage them well. If we were managing them, we wouldn't have the problems. Number six this week is a focus on homelessness that is becoming, I know here in Los Angeles where I am, it is a huge, huge problem. And
the homeless problem is a problem everywhere, and it's one of these things that unless people really, really see it, and you're in the cities and you see the extent of it, you're not aware. It's kind of like almost under the radar. It's a huge problem, but I don't think it's I haven't seen anything attaching that to necessarily immigration. So to me,
well, I don't know. I would bet that there are a bunch of people that came here that haven't been able to find jobs that have become homeless. I would bet, because a lot of these people come here with no money whatsoever, and they try to make their way.
But you know, the interesting thing is, and you know, we have an administration that does seem to be very, very anti-immigrant, but it's made a lot of statements that are just outright false. And the reason I feel fairly confident is I go to the statistics of the Justice Department being presently run by Republicans, and it counteracts when they say, as far as the joblessness of the immigrants, as far as the collection of public benefits, as far as the crimes purportedly being committed by the immigrants, by and large, these immigrants come in here, they work, they're employed, they pay taxes, Social Security into the system. There are immigrant criminals, there are immigrants coming in here to milk the system, but by and large, that's not the major problem as far as immigration goes.
All right, speaking of major problems, a few seconds on Harvey Weinstein, number nine, that trial underway, the news media has convicted him. And is that the end of the story?
Well, it isn't the end of the story, but he's going to have a real tough time with this because the judge is allowing testimony of past acts that would have been banned by the statute of limitations to show a pattern of behavior. So it's breakfast and he's toast.
Aha! I like that. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire, a lawyer of note, and also go to his website. Check out how you're going to avoid getting scammed. Scamicide.com is the website. That's the story from the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Review. We call it the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.